Father, we want to open our hearts to your word. We need to hear from you this morning, Lord. And we invite you to speak to us. And stir many hearts. Future leaders. More future shepherds, deacons. Youth leaders. Children's ministry leaders. Small group leaders. Stir hearts here, Lord Jesus.
That
people would make decision to take your kingdom seriously. And to use their lives and leadership influence to disciple many. For your glory.
Amen.
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 They send us to come and bless
you.
But actually, we are more blessed to be here than what I can bless you. Just to be in this church is a blessing. Just to see what God is doing in Tana City. It enlarges my heart. It gives me a greater appreciation for this great God we are serving. When we sing that, we sing, we owe you everything, O God. We owe everything that we are, everything that we'll ever be. We owe it to the cross. We owe it to the blood of Jesus. We owe it to His grace working in our lives. Where would you be? Where would I be?
Why is Amueno Ariazan Tuknisia?
Without the power of God. As I was standing there and worshiping with you, I felt that scripture coming to me in Isaiah 59. It says in the old translation, when the enemy come in like a flood, when the devil is trying to destroy, when things are falling apart in the world, the Spirit of God will raise up a standard. The Spirit of God will set a new trend. I used to think that standard is a wall. Like protecting God's people. But actually, that's not what it means. It says when the culture is like this, God will set a new standard. God will establish a different culture. He will raise up the kingdom. He will establish the authority of the name of Jesus. And He will wash men's minds and spirits. And He will put the righteousness of Christ upon us. And the Bible says righteousness will lift up a nation. Righteousness will change the direction that the devil had in mind. And suddenly we'll find ourselves in a different culture. You know, throughout history, wherever the gospel is gone, people were lifted up. Women's rights were lifted up. Women are not just the scrupula. What is that? Women are not second-hand citizens of the kingdom. Children are lifted up. Fathers are lifted up. Mothers are lifted up. Mothers. A whole society is lifted up. The work ethic is lifted up. Everything about humanity changes where the power of Jesus' blood is beginning to be manifest. This morning it is such a privilege. For me and my wife, George and Charlene, we come as servants. And we just want to see what God is doing here. And we want to celebrate this great thing that God is doing in your midst. So I must have a scripture, otherwise you think I'm not preaching. So I'm
going to
read from 1 Timothy 3. And I will read only one or two verses, but you can read the rest. Amen.
Amen.
I'll read one verse, then you read the other verse. We have an interrupter here this morning. He's not interpreting, he's interrupting. Paul says this, the saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of an overseer, he desires a noble task. This is such an amazing gospel. How many of you love the gospel of Jesus Christ? How many of you have got Bibles here?
Do you
read from your Bibles? A phone is not a Bible.
Ni telephone not Bible.
I still believe in the real Bible. But thank God for the phones. But the amazing thing is God wants us to progress. God doesn't want us to remain where we are. There's something about the power of the gospel that it starts a revolution. It starts driving you.
God's
causing you to want to grow. It gives you a vision. It lifts up the scales from the eyes. And suddenly you begin to believe. Because the Holy Spirit quickens your mind. In some countries they've done studies. And they found that people born of the Holy Spirit and filled with the Holy Spirit, the average is much better than people who were not born again.
And
I just believe those things. And here Paul is saying, if you aspire to be an overseer, you aspire to be a good thing. It's a noble task. Now it's true that not everybody is a leader. Everybody is a priest.
So
like Kim said, everybody is a priest. We all worship, we all serve. We all exalt the name of Jesus through our lives. But if God wants to do something in a community, God wants to change the culture. He raises up an Abraham. And he calls him out. And he says, I want you to build that city. He raises up a Moses.
Nanangana Musesis.
Or a David.
Nanangana David.
Or a Wilberforce.
Wilberforce.
Or a Midgley.
Na Midgley.
I still remember the day when they made the announcement in Capital City Church in Pretoria.
And they
said Kim and Sue and Andy and Justin and Jeremy and Reese and Evan are going to Tanner City Church.
God called them.
And I cried. I really cried. Because I said, now we need them there. We need them in Pretoria. What a wonderful family. Do you appreciate them? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You appreciate them. I want to salute you. I want to salute you for what God is doing through you. Because when God wants to do something, and I'm not saying they're the only one, there are other people I know.
But
when God wants to do something, He raises up a man. And He puts His anointing upon him. And He puts His call upon him. And He says, I want you to do something. What an honor it is for us to be here. To be used of God. Saying to you, Tuchu.
Mera.
Aiki. Miura.
Miura.
Aich. I say Mera. Miura. Same thing.
Namera na Miura.
You're desiring a noble task.
We maniri asa mensya yano.
And together we have walked, we have seen your ministry. I want to tell you, Tana City Church, if you don't look after them, we'll take them in highway. Okay. But it's an amazing the standard that God is setting for the leader. There's about 15 standards here, measurements. He must be above reproach. He must have only one wife. He must be sober-minded. He must be self-controlled.
He
must be respectable. He must be hospitable. Man, talk about hospitality. He must be able to teach. He must not be a drunkard. Must not be violent, but a gentleman, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his household well. He must, with all dignity, keeping his children under submission. And so forth. Why is it that God is setting such a high standard and expecting such a high standard from a leader? You almost feel it's impossible. We can't do it. But it's because God wants to do a great thing. And when God wants to do a great thing, He wants a good man. He wants a man that is without reproach. A man that somehow by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the grace of Jesus to walk in these things.
So
I think if we are here today, it's not that we are going to tell him to commission him. In some sense, we do that. But the truth of it is, it's God that does it. It's God that works in the heart. It's God that breaks the man's heart. And as we see how much we fall short, and we reach into the grace of Jesus, and we ask him to work a work in our lives. And Jesus finds a man that says yes to his call. Then he commissions.
There is no man.
And we as leaders, as elders, we come to recognize And to publicly ordain what God has already done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you put on that slide for us? It'll take us too long to go through all of this, so I summarize it in a few brief, just in this one slide.
See,
the people in the New Testament church, they actually used the Old Testament as their
reference.
They had the apostles and prophets and teachers. And through the eyes of Jesus, through the eyes of the cross, they were looking back to the Old Testament priest. And they were trying to interpret what God had in mind right from the beginning. And if you read Exodus 29, you will read about the garments of the priest. Amazing picture that we see there. First of all, there's a turban on the head. The turban refers to the fact that we are under submission. A leader is not a leader in his own right. A leader is somebody that's under the government of Jesus Christ. He has authority, yes. But his authority is directly related to being in submission to the great high priest. Then they've got this ephod. It's a thing that hangs over the shoulders. And it's got 6 stones in front and 6 stones at the back. And it represented the 12 tribes of Israel. And it's carrying it right by on the heart. And it's hanging on the shoulders. Leaders got a great responsibility.
andriamanitra dia manana andraikitra lehibe.
And the leaders' hearts are for the people of God.
Ary ny fonom-pitarika dia ho an'ny vahoakan'Andriamanitra.
I'm always afraid if I hear a man that says I'm a prophet but I don't care too much about the people.
Zama mitena ohatra ny hoe manapy foana rehefa mare olona miteny hoe za mpaminany fa za tsy dia miraraha loatra an'izany
hoe ondrin'Andriamanitra.
Mitandremany amin'ny mpaminany tahaka an'izany.
Beware of that kind of prophet.
Mitandremany amin'ny karazana mpaminany tahaka an'izany.
The priest is the man, the leader is the man that you'll find on your knees.
Ny mpitarika dia olona na hoe lehilahy izay hitanao eo amin'ny lohalika.
He's on his knees and he's praying for the people.
Eo amin'ny lohalika izy mivavaka amin'ny ho an'ny olona.
And he's carrying the people before Jesus.
Mitondra ny olona manoloana an'i Jesosy.
And we always say it in our church, if you don't pray for people, don't speak to them. Don't think you can counsel people or speak into their lives unless you carry them in your heart before God. Amen.
Amen.
We had a pastor in our old church. And there was a farmer in the church. How many farmers are here? Not many. But this farmer, his hands were very rough. And he greeted the pastor. And he said to the pastor, "Pastor, your hands are very soft.
Pastor, malevaka beza antananao zany.
See my hard hands."
Itanao titanako mafy be ty.
So the pastor said to him, "Yes, but feel my knees."
Dia hozy le pastera tamin'ny eny fa tsapandraira ny lohalikako.
Feel my knees.
Tsapony ny lohalikako.
He was spending his time.
Satriz nandany fotonana amin'ny vavaka.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's another one that's the breastplate.
It's
an amazing thing in there was the Urim and the Thummim. Whatever it is. It's a stone that was there. If you ask God something,
yes
or no, then these stones will glow. When you ask for a question, yes or no? Maybe it's red and clear, I don't know. but it represents the prophetic. The leader is somebody that sees ahead.
Ni pitarika de olona izay mahita ny zavatra tokony hatongavana na hoe zavatra andehanana.
It's like Abraham.
Tahaka ny Abraham.
He was looking for a city with foundations.
Ni tady an'le tanàna izay mbola tsy fantatra akory aiza mifototra.
I don't know sometimes if you hear Kim or you say, "What is this man speaking about?"
Tsy haiko na nareo manao an'izany fa ohatra hoe mihaino Kim nareo ndraindray dia hoe inona ary zany mba resahana.
But he's seeing something.
Fa misy zavatra hitany.
He's seeing what God wants to do.
Mahita izy ny zavatra tian'Andriamanitra ho atao.
And if you see a church like this,
dia rehefa mahita anao fiangonana tahaka an'izao,
and they're beginning to move into the prophetic future for the people.
De manomboka mietsika any amin'ilay toera mpaminaniana izay tian'Andriamanitra hatongavan'ny olona.
And they become a prophetic church.
De lasa hoe fiangonana ara-paminaniana.
And they begin to lead a whole nation.
De manomboka mitarika firenena iray manontolo.
Because they set that standard of God in the community.
Satria apetrany izay fenitra takian'Andriamanitra izay eo amin'ny fiarahamonina misy azy.
It's fantastic.
Ary tena tsara be izany.
How many of you love the word? I've asked you already. Without this, we will never become a prophetic people. We will never measure up to what God is saying. We will never understand even what He's saying. So the breastplate is talking about the Word of God that is alive in our midst. And that's what leaders are there for, to help people, lead people into this. Then there's a waistband. There was a waistband around them. And you'll see, I didn't write anything there because I didn't know what it means. But this morning I felt something about that. You know, our loins.
The center
of your being, your stomach, it's like the seat of your emotions. It's when you feel upset, your stomach is having butterflies.
If
you're afraid, you get nauseous. And I was feeling God saying to me that the waistband is like a leader has his emotions under control. He's not there one day and there the other day. And sometimes we have to hide our feelings. Because we are human beings. But somehow by the grace of God, he allows us to keep things together. I'll go on. Then there's the robe.
A nice
long robe. Now I know in Africa and some places in the world, people love these external things.
And
I don't think that's so important, what you wear and how you wear it. The only New Testament description about what we should wear is that it should be decent. Should not be provocative. It should be glory to God.
And
I think the robe in the Old Testament was bringing a dignity. I praise God for the dignity that the Holy Spirit brings to people. I praise God for the dignity of a mother that's praying and believing in Jesus. The dignity of a father who leads his household. The dignity of a young child that stands up and says, I am not a nothing, I am a child of a living God.
And
by the blood of Jesus, leaders help people to find their identity and find their security and
dignity.
But the robe also was an example or a signal of the office. You see, the devil is trying to break down leadership in the church. His scheme is to smite the shepherd and then scatter the sheep. We have to be very careful that we respect and honor the anointing of God on leaders. You know, David felt very ashamed when he even cut off just a corner of the robe of Saul.
King Saul.
He said, may I never touch God's anointed. I think we're all anointed. All Christians are anointed. We must be careful that we don't offend the anointing of God on people. But I do think there's a special anointing on the leader. May God lead this church to honor your leaders, to respect what God is doing in them, to pray for them. How many of you pray for Craig and for Kim and for the other leaders who is there and for Tank?
Firam naram vavaka wan Craig, Achim, Tuzu, Tank.
10 people.
Fear. Full, manak full.
May God stir something in your heart. If you've got a desire that God will move in this nation, and in this city, and in this church, pray for the leaders. I better move on quickly. I'm not going to spend time with this. The colors are important. Gold talks about the unchangeableness of God. Blue talks about the eternity, the divinity, God put in every man, in every saint of God, a sense of eternity. We're not just living for this temporary. Then there's red. And that's humanity. We are human beings.
Manambara maule sitya de ulumbel.
A leader is a human being.
Ni ptarcha ulumbel.
But the grace of God is working in his life.
Fan fasovana andriamanitra no miasa eo amin'ny fiainana.
So are all Christians.
Design kristianina rehetra.
Purple is a mixture between the blue and the red.
Le fulparasy ante otrany eo anelanelan'le menamena sy le mangamanga.
Blue and red. And Paul is saying that we have this treasure in an earthen vessel. It's the God thing in a mere man. God can use you today even if you're a mere man. God is using ordinary human beings. We are not little super holy people. We are normal people, but there's a power working within us. And I'm praying that, you know what Paul says, when I come into a church, I don't want to see all the words. I want to see the power. I want to know that God is in your midst. I was so blessed this morning when I see the people of God worshiping and enjoying Him. May it be that you grow in strength from one place to another. The last thing about this leader is the tunic. It's a white garment underneath all the clothes. You see, that's the thing that is actually closest to you. And what it says is, it's the undergarment, it's the righteousness that we have in Jesus. We have no righteousness of our own. God doesn't call us because we're good people. God calls us because of the righteousness of Jesus that He clothes us with. We can lead because He has called us and He has made us capable to lead. Amen.
Amen.
Tutsu.
Tutsu.
What a privilege to stand with you.
They've
been in our house. We've seen their heart. They've ministered to us in Highway Church. And I just had this feeling that from this nation, God's going to raise up leaders. God's
going to
send them all over the world. God's
going to
help evangelize even the first world. And even the third world. Because of the righteousness of Jesus. Because of the prophetic vision. Because of our heart for the people of God. And I just want to say, Kim, I thank you for inviting us. Thank you for letting us share in this honor.
Amen.
So Kim is going to lead us in that, but we'd love to just lay hands on you.
Tidzu,
Mira, why don't you come up? And your mom and dad as well, if they want to join us. And Craig and Vivian.
Craig
and
Vivian.
So we'll have the elders, we'll have the elder to be.
And Ina,
you're also welcome to come in. So it's a big group, we'll all just crowd on the stage. I know Sue has a word she'd like to share. And any of the others who have a prophetic word or a sense of encouragement. And we'll take it from there.
When John the Baptist was on the earth, I think the people probably looked at him and thought, oh, just another prophet. And when Jesus came, he was just another prophet. That's what the people thought. And so when people look at you sometimes, I think they think, you know, oh, he's from the coast. Oh, he's just a worship leader. Oh, he's just a whatever. And I want to tell you that God is going to break boxes and ceilings and holes people want to put you in. You are not going to be just anything. I just want to read this from 1 Timothy chapter 4. From verse 6. If you put these things, Paul was just talking about setting some truths in order. So he says, if you put these things before the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, being trained in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine that you have followed. Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Command and teach these things. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, lots of faith, in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Let no one tell you you're just not a teacher. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things. You get to practice. You don't have to be perfect. Yeah. You get to practice. Immerse yourself in them so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
Ramanuru efitra ny ralany amin'izany zavatra izany ianao dia ho mpanompo tsara an'i Kristy Jesosy, dia izay namiteny finoana sy mifampianarana tsara izay fanarahinao. Fa ny anganongano ratsy fanaombavy antitra dia lavo, ka mampiasany tenanao ho amin'ny toe-panahy araka an'Andriamanitra. Fa mahasokely ihany ny fampiasana ny tena, fa ny toe-panahy arakan'Andriamanitra no mahasoa amin'ny zavatra rehetra ka manana ny teny fitiasana ny amin'ny fiainana ankehitriny sy ny hoavitra io. Matoky izao teny izao ka tokony ekena amin'ny fankasitrahana rehetra, fa izany no inkelezanay aina sy zanay, satria izahay manany tenan'Andriamanitra velona izay mpamonjy ny olona rehetra, indrindra fa izay mino. Izany zavatra izany no andidio sy ampianaro. Aoka tsisy olona anao tsinitsinina anao noho ny atanoranao, fa aoka ho tonga fianarana ho amin'ny mino ianao amin'ny fiteny, amin'ny fitondrateny, amin'ny fitiavana, amin'ny finoana, amin'ny fahadiovana. Mandra-piaviko tandremo ny famakiteny, ny fananarana, ny fampianarana. Aza tsy mitandrina ny fanomezam-pahasoavana izay ao anatinao, izay nomenanao tamin'ny faminaniana sy ny fametrahan-tanan'ny loholona. Mazoto hihevitra izany zavatra izany, dia mikelezahaina fatratra amin'izany mba hiseho amin'ny olona rehetra ny fandrosoanao. Tandremo ny tenanao sy ny fampianaranao ka mareta amin'izany. Fa raha manao izany ianao dia amonjy ny tenanao sy izay miaino anao.
Tutsu, I've got a gift for you.
Manana fanomezana ho anao aho.
And in this gift, it's not a surprise.
Dia ao anatin'ity fanomezana ity tsy surprise ity.
There's a bunch of books.
Fa boky maromaro ny ato.
I think you might get some from Tank too.
Mbola azo sasany ianao avy any amin'ny Tank ihany koa.
There's one CD in here as well.
Dia misy CD anankiray ihany koa ato.
One worship CD and like four books.
CD ira fiderana dia boky anaky fito.
And even a Bible.
Dia na Baiboly aza ato.
I feel like God's going to expand your toolbox today.
Ary ohatra matsapa hoe Andriamanitra hampitombo ny fitaovanao androany.
You may have seen yourself as a guy who's involved with music.
Mety mahita ny tenanao ianao hoe olona izay hoe mpanao mozika fotsiny.
And you still are.
Ary mbola izay koa nataonao.
That's why there's a CD there.
Izay mahatonga an'ilay CD ao anatiny ao.
We don't want to lose that gift.
Tsy tianay ho ariana izay fanomezana ray izay.
But I think for your future, God wants you to influence lives.
Fa mino aho hoe ao anoavinao dia anao zavatra hoe Andriamanitra te hanitatra an'izay zavatra hafa eo amin'ny fiainanao.
And to do that you need the word of God.
Dia mba hahafahanao manao an'izay dia mila ny tenin'Andriamanitra ianao.
So there's the Bible.
Misy Baiboly ao.
You need to understand the word of God.
Dia mila ianao mahafantatra ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
So there's some other books about understanding the word of God.
Dia misy boky hafa ihany koa momba ny fahatakarana ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
There are no novels, no storybooks.
Tsisy boky tantara na hoe bokiboky vaky ohatra ny boky rehetrarehetra fotsiny.
It's a heavy parcel, you can take it.
Fa somary mavesatra iny fa afaka raisinao.
And you're going to have to carry that load.
Dia afaka etinao eta mavesatra kelinao iny.
Investing into yourself.
Hoe ino ataonao investisenao eo amin'ny tenanao.
So that you can invest into others.
Mba hahafahanao mametraka ao amin'ny hafa.
And so that's my commission to you today.
Dia izay ny zavatra nirahako anao androany.
Is from today, never stop filling your own well.
Hoe manomboka androany aza mitsahatra mihitsy mameno ny lavadranonao manokana.
So that you can nourish others.
Mba hahafahanao mamahana ny hafa.
I have a deep desire in my heart.
Manana fanirina lalina ato am-poko.
That we as a church will raise up leaders.
Hoe isika amin'ny fiangonana tsika hanangana mpitarika.
Men of God who will feed the people of God.
Olon'Andriamanitra izay hamahana ny vahoakan'Andriamanitra.
And so I'm going to expect him to preach more often.
Dia hanomboka tena hoe hanantena bebe kokoa i, hanomboka hitombo bebe kokoa ny fitorian'ny teniny.
It may not be his first strength.
Ary mety tsy izay no tanjany voalohany.
But God will give him the grace.
Fandriamanitra no miaza ny fahasoavana.
And the skill will grow.
Ary tombo any le fahaiza manao avy eo.
The character is there already.
Ary ny toetra efa eo.
Character comes before gifting.
Ary ny toetra tonga mialohan'ny fanomezana.
And skill can be developed.
Ary ny fahaiza manao afaka ampitomboina.
But what we want to do is much bigger than one guy preaching in a pulpit.
Fa ny tsika atao dia mihoatra noho ny hoe olona anankiray foana no mitory teny avy eo ambony pulpit.
I want to be able to sleep late.
Zany ndray mba tiako mihitsy izany hoe mba matory maraina izany.
I sometimes want to miss the Malagasy meeting and know someone else is preaching.
Ndraindray dia hoe tsy avy amin'ny fivoriana teny gasy fa hoe misy olona azo antoka mitory teny ao.
And know that he is doing a better job than I can do.
Ary azoko antoka hoe izy dia mahavita asa tsara mihoatra noho ny vitako.
And I'm not just speaking about Tutsu only, I'm speaking about others.
Ary tsy hoe Tutsu fotsiny resahako fa miresaka ho an'ny olona hafa.
That this church can sow. Eventually, they will lead their own churches. Maybe. God can do anything.
It
starts here in the heart with the character and a commitment to God's kingdom.
So
that's the big future. And much more than I've just described to you.
But
God's
going
to do it through many.
Tadit ko na for nanisan sa rokit le tom kafe de la cara voluan. Te otan ste na tuzaran tadit ko famiuran te nanisan ni otan we te sota manuka na ako sa tifata tu e nisan zavatan te rin kifina na voluan kure fatunga tato te otan tunfisya natran te itako e na wamiurar tam volu fata tu e sarfchalizia te sa nifan tuz nifan de sak voluan kuan fanan sa kuan tuz fafatara kunyan suno de mantra te omfienan. The father train an arakatin foots in Mura, the Otonu Makasita can am the Otonum Lafon Remit and the Mura met Matsapa Wits, Otonui, so the Tsarti Fatuts Futsen, Oton Matsapa and the Mantanifan Ombat Kliz Miasawe, now a Mura, where we tujun to Kananalul for Natalizia, the man an arakantin in Kalitu, man an Yasna, Marinia, my father and Mura, Mur. The father took the enemy started to freeze and I stood the unman some people lose, I saw no child.
I don't know what Tank said. But I may echo what he said. I want to say, Mura, you qualify Tudzu. He's becoming an elder today, but without you, I mean, we wouldn't even be friends. You'd probably be some thug somewhere else. So stand with him. Stand with him the whole way. In heaven, you'll have your own crown for your role. And part of your role is that you make his role possible. Mare, have you got some words for your son?
First
of all, I'd like to thank Kim, thank all the church, Craig, and all families. About this son of mine.
The Nistona Zani Zazan Tezan Rezanaks at Awanatan Fitiavana Dolzanui, Natsika Bay.
I was really raising my children like out of love. I was very harsh.
Zazan Fetereta Kwe Nasuls Nasaran Lezaza.
I thought that will make him good, and he's my first son.
Zanak Faruz and Akfatel Zanak Faefer at the Seka Mat Kapk.
And the first, second, third, fourth. It's almost like they almost died because of my smacking.
The tanipinaran is you the ten papianato way in the tonoma refa libenum.
And when he was still at school, his teacher asked him, "What will you do when you'll be a grown up?"
To get the veteran, the otaniafa fabili famali zaseno pastor.
And it's funny because the way he responded is like, I'm sure I'm not going to be a pastor. And there was this one night, really wanted to kill him because he only came back home very, very late.
Welcome.
And
teo zany dia natsiaro hoe ay ve tian'Andriamanitra ihany ty zanako ity dia ny faranany tamin'ny lehira hoe zaho ny faneriko anady zanao tompo.
And but when I saw him coming back, then he went straight into the church and he was kneeling down and he was praying, and then he ended the prayer with the song like, "This is my desire, is to worship you, Lord."
Dia natahotra be mihitsy aho hoe ty asa fanompoko ity dia izay mivady ihany sy ilay taranaka ara-panahy fa tsy ho any amin'ny taranaka.
And I was really afraid because I'm like, my ministry is only me and my wife and then all my other spiritual son and daughters, but not my own blood and flesh.
Dia tao anatin'izay dia nisy fotoana alohan'ny toroteny aho andro alahady izay fa tsy nitazona daty aho.
And there was one Sunday before I was preaching, I can't remember the date.
De teo no nitenenan'Andriamanitra mivantana tamiko.
I really remember God was like speaking loudly to me.
Momba ny asa fanompoko aloha no niteneniny tamiko fa tsy teny aminao izany moa fa Andriamanitra ny mahalala fa ny momba n'ity zazalahy ity no resahana eto.
And it was about my ministry, but we were also here speaking about this son of mine.
De tao anatin'izay ny tenena ny vantana tamiko tao anatin'ny trano kely io, ary vokatr'izay zany namboariko trano vato mihitsy io trano kely io amin'izao
fotoan'izao. And it was that time, like in that little church, God spoke, and even now we built another house next to that house.
De teo zany tenenan'Andriamanitra tamiko mivantana hoe ianao matahotra fa tsy misy taranakao andimbyanao fa indro ny zanakao dia nilay matoanao ho asangako.
And I was really feeling like heard God loudly, like you are afraid that your own son wouldn't follow you, but I will raise your son.
Dia hoy izy hoe izy ozy izy anompo amin'ny fomba lafatra indrindra zay tadidiko tsara zay.
And I still remember like the words I got was like, he will serve in a much better way or in a much excellent standard.
De ohatran'izay zany no zavatra tsapako taminy a.
So that is what I felt.
De nanomboka taminy aho dia mitomany be a, satria tena fitomanina gogogogo mihitsy a, dia tsy natoroteny mihitsy a tamin'ny fotoana io.
I was really crying and I couldn't even preach that day.
Ny hariva zay vao nitoroteny a.
And I only preached for the evening service.
Dia tsapako zany a le fahamarinany le hitondran'Andriamanitra azy a.
And I really feel the righteousness that God is leading him.
De ohatran'izay zany no fahatsapako any dia misotra anao azy a amin'izay hitondran'Andriamanitra azy rehetra.
I want to commission him, I give my blessing.
Matoky an'Andriamanitra zay fa mitondra azy a. Matoky an'Andriamanitra zay fa mitondra azy a.
That God is already leading him.
Dia misotra besaka anareo koa ampiasain'Andriamanitra amin'izany famolavolana azy zany.
And thank you very much to you for that God has used you to raise him up.
Say, certain things.
Mira, to stand in front, and Kali, why don't you come up, and Craig as well, and we're going to gather around, lay on hands.
Mantid nazriwa, mamichatana nazanzai.
Father, we lay hands on Tutu and his wife Moira. Thank you for them.
Tupo, mametraka tananay amin'ny Tutu sy Miura izay ary misaotra anao.
Thank you for what you've done in their lives.
Misaotra ny amin'ny zavatra ataonao eo amin'ny fiainan'izy ireo.
Thank you for the grace of God that we can see active.
Misaotra ny amin'ny fahasoavanao Andriamanitra izay hitanay voapirofo.
Thank you for the anointing.
Misaotra ny amin'ny ositra.
Today we want to recognize before all these wonderful people.
Ary androany izay te anaitry manoloana ireto olona maro mahafinaritra ireto.
What you have already done.
Ny zavatra izay efa nataonao.
But we also lay hands on him, Lord.
Fa mametraka ny tananay amin'izy ireo ihany koa izahay, Tompo.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
And we charge him
Ari Mandidianaz
to lead the people of God.
Itarchan Vaokanandrimant.
We charge him to preach the gospel.
Mandidianaz ituri ni filazansar.
We charge him to pray for the people.
Mandidianaz ivava kawanyul.
We charge him, oh God, to correct.
Mandidianaz andrimant ambaanana.
To instruct.
Anitsia nurwevt.
To not be fearful.
Artsiana taut.
But to stand up knowing that your anointing is with him. Your righteousness covers him. Your power will break the yoke. Will you bless him and his wife? Will you bless their family? Will you help him to watch over himself? Will you guard his heart? That he will always be humble before you. That he'll rise up to all that you've anointed him to do. He will speak boldly. He will preach. He will work in a team. And your grace will always grow and grow in his life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I want to ask you guys as a congregation to stand. And as we close the meeting, we're going to pray a prayer as the congregation. Just a prayer that we receive Tutsu as an elder in this church. And a prayer of thanks to God.
But
it's a two-way thing.
So,
let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Tutsu and Mira. Thank you that you've given us this couple. And with Aiki and the other little one that's coming, this family is a blessing to us. And we receive them from you, Lord, as a blessing. Thank you that you've given this gift to this church. And Lord, we commit to follow well. To receive leadership and correction and instruction. To honor you, God. As you are the head of this family. And this is your house, Lord. And so we thank you for what you are doing. We celebrate. We gladly submit. We rejoice in this day that you have made. And we say, God, may all the glory go to you. Build your church, Jesus. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Be glorified in every life here, Lord. May your blessing be upon us, Lord. Your grace be with us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God.